And here in Southern California, firefighters are finally beginning to gain control of the giant wildfire burning north of Los Angeles. It is still growing in size, but it's not nearly as fast as it was just a couple of days ago. And last night, as the danger passed in some neighborhoods, scores of evacuees went back home. Joining us now, as she has all week, is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. She's been following these fires all over California, but this one in particular. Good morning.
Good morning again, Renee.
And Mandalit, finally, some good news to report about the fire. It had to do with the fact that last night was not nearly as hot.
That's right. And, you know, in firefighting, the weather is crucial. Last night, the temperatures dropped and the humidity increased a bit, just a bit. And that brought some moisture to the area that was, as they say, bone dry. Also, the wind. There hasn't been much of it driving the flames. The annual Santa Ana winds haven't really kicked in yet. And that's given firefighters a chance to move into the threatened areas to set backfires. That's to cut off the fuel and stop the wildfire from spreading so rapidly. You know, yesterday, they sent out an incredibly large Boeing 747 filled with water and retardant. The supertanker can dump up to 20,000 gallons in a single load to help douse the flames. But the weather is unpredictable. And, you know, the fire, they say the fire could easily burn for at least another week or maybe 2 weeks.
Right. But the thousands of people who've been fleeing the fire over the weekend, I mean, there's still plenty of people out of their homes, but some are back. Are the evacuations themselves over now?
Well, in some places, there are still people being evacuated, and then there are some people who are defying the orders to evacuate, and they're still hoping to ride out the firestorm. But things are definitely better in some communities on the edge of the Angeles National Forest, like La Crescenta and La Cañada. Here's Carl Merzoyan. He's 16, and he's been sweating it out with his family at one of the shelters.
They already told us, like, you can go home already, but we're going to stay a little bit longer until the smoke kind of goes away, and then we'll go back.
The fire is still very active in some areas with flames up to 80 feet tall, and the air quality is so bad that it's spreading across the West. The Strip in Las Vegas is reportedly covered with smoke from California, and I understand there's smoke and ashes from this fire even as far as Denver, Colorado.
And Mandalit, it wasn't just people fleeing the fire. Tigers, chimps, reptiles, birds that lived in a wildlife refuge were also evacuated.
That's right. I spoke to workers at the wildlife way station as they were loading hundreds of exotic animals onto flatbeds and trailers. The animals were given temporary shelter at the LA Zoo and at other compounds. But at the zoo, two chimps escaped and made their way to the small primates exhibit and into Griffith Park. They had to be wrangled back, and they must have been pretty spooked by all the commotion. But at another location, the Shambhala Preserve, dozens of lions and big cats, including Michael Jackson's cats, are still in place.
And we've been talking this week about the TV and radio transmitter complex and the observatory on top of Mount Wilson. And I see that something like 150 firefighters are now on the mountain, ready to fight the fire if it gets right to the top.
That's right. Firefighters say they're fairly optimistic that Mount Wilson will be spared. Yesterday, they set control burns and they hit the area hard with water-dropping airplanes, including an air tanker built for the Navy in World War II.
Mandalit, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting on the progress firefighters are making, for the moment at least, in the battle against the huge wildfire north of Los Angeles.